Hi everyone, this is Special K Kevin Latchford of the Black Flag Cast, and I am sitting here today with Christine of Capilac Cosplay. How are you doing today, Christine?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on your show tonight.
It's a pleasure. Would you like to start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Where to begin? I am a Florida-based cosplayer. I studied theater as my undergrad, but I graduated with my master's degree in architecture. And I've been cosplaying for about 10 years now, and I share my accumulated knowledge through panels, online tutorials, and workshops. And occasionally I get asked to judge costume contests in Florida. But more recently I've been asked to be a cosplay guest, which is a lot of fun. I never thought I'd actually make it to that level, but it's pretty cool to be able to go to conventions and have conventions sponsor me and pay for my hotel. And all I have to do is show up and teach people how to make costumes and make friends.
You are in the elite. Well, let's first start with really the reason for the season, and that is one of your most prominent cosplays, which is based on the great, the classic anime Sailor Moon. What are your thoughts on that, the anime and the manga?
I am very excited to see that Sailor Moon is getting what do you call it? Rebooted, relaunched? They're
A
remaking it?
reboot, I would say.
Reboot. Yeah, so there's tons of great merchandise coming along the way. And I think what's so great about it is that the Japanese really know who their target audience is. So a lot of the merch that you see happening is real makeup compacts for women my age, and along with all the cute little toys for younger girls.
Indeed. And what are your thoughts on just the story itself? I mean, especially, Usagi's grand journey where she goes from the crybaby girl to the queen of the moon.
I think it's a really great story because I actually used to truly dislike Sailor Moon as a character. I've always enjoyed the show, but she was such a whiny crybaby. And just seeing her go from this little brat to somebody so strong, and you start to realize that she is strong even whenever she's being whiny because she's so optimistic and so thoughtful of her friends and always believing in people. And initially, when you watch the show, you look at her as a character and you just think to yourself, my gosh, what's wrong with you? Can't you just get over it? But the more you relate to her and enjoy her character, you realize that you need to have somebody in this world that just believes in people and gives even villains the benefit of the doubt.
How very true. And are you a fan more of the anime or the manga?
I actually just started reading the manga recently, so I can't accurately answer that question yet, but I was a fan of the anime, and a lot of people say that they just made up stuff in the anime. For example, the entire R season with the aliens I and N, and I really enjoyed that storyline, so I'm just glad to see more being added to the story for myself, so I get to enjoy new things even now in my older age.
That's marvelous. Well, you say you were not one for Sailor Moon. What did you think of Rey, Sailor Mars?
I love Rey. She has always been my favorite character, even as a kid. Like, Sailor Mars was the first character I ever fell in love with, in anime. I thought she was beautiful. I liked her ability to maintain a kind heart, yet have this stern personality she exudes. I think she's straightforward and elegant, but still a little bit of a dreamer. Like, especially you see that when she wanted to become a pop idol in the anime. But anyways, her character was such a heavy influence on me in childhood because back then I knew that Rey was the kind of lady I wanted to be as an adult. And when a character means that much to you, you can't help but want to put that effort into a costume as homage to them. So I cosplayed her.
Indeed. So you would say you see a bit of yourself in Rey.
Yes.
I see. And what was your favorite attack of Sailor Mars?
Oh, she's got so many. I think the flame bow was really cool. The flame bow and the burning mandala. Have you seen the burning mandala attack? She like casts a Shinto spell and then like throws fire rings at her enemies. It was really cool.
And being the only character with a series of other companions who are not talking, unlike Luna and Artemis. What did you think the fact that she has the two crows, Phobos and Deimos?
I thought that was a very interesting choice for them to have, like, for her to have her own little sidekicks. I think it's really cool. And I know in the manga, Phobos and Deimos actually become two cute little girls, but I haven't gotten that far. I've just seen the designs and I'm excited to read that part. I was, like, I got the opportunity to go to Japan last year in my final thesis year of school. And what I thought was so interesting is that watching Sailor Moon, I always thought the crows were out of proportion compared to her. Like, they looked huge compared to her body, but the crows in Japan are that huge, and I was just so surprised. They look like the size of the vultures we see in America, and I just didn't know that crows got that huge.
Maybe it's a Japanese crow.
Yes, it is.
Maybe that's the – folks, maybe it's the mascot for Neon Alley. Well, you spoke of cosplaying for Sailor Mars. Recently, your most your latest one of this was a special Viz gig at Otakon. Would you like to tell everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. It was a lot of fun. The way the process went is that they actually auditioned a bunch of girls through a website called ACP, American Cosplay Paradise. And what I find is that a lot of companies tend to outsource that to ACP because ACP is such a centralized hub of cosplay these days. Like, there's a lot of girls that upload their costumes there, even guys. They have a special section for male cosplayers, which is still growing. But anyways, ACP interviewed a bunch of girls and they applied, submitted photographs, and their favorites were the ones submitted to the Japanese animation company as well as Viz Media. And from that pool that ACP submitted, they selected their finalists.
And I have spoken with some of the others who were at Otakon for the Viz gig, and they all tell the same story. It was all, you know, y'all had not known each other before, but within a period of a day, you guys became, you know, very good friends. And by the end of the thing, I mean, there was a real bond built. You know, what's your end of the story on that?
There was. It was so great. It was like I don't quite believe in destiny or fate or anything like that, but it just worked out so well that I just felt like, I don't know, there must have been something great about all of us just coming together and meeting and becoming such good friends as we did.
And do you think that that's something, you know, that do you think it was just the mutual aspect of just that you all are cosplayers and that you all are professional cosplayers in many regards, that you guys are of a professional level? Or do you think it may just be the magic of Sailor Moon that just that series just created the basis for that bond, that kind of just we all understand each other perfectly?
I think it was the latter for sure. Mm-hmm. Sailor Moon just has so many lessons throughout watching it about friendship and like just being kind and helpful to others, and being able to come together at an event with that in mind, that being your number one agenda, like you can't help but feel the smiles and like just have that joy be so contagious amongst yourselves.
And any anecdotes, funny stories from the con? Anything that pop in your mind?
You know, the strangest thing was whenever what we were there for was for the stamp rally. So people were going around the convention as a scavenger hunt, and they had to find us, and we had to stamp their little cards. But we kept having people asking us to stamp their bodies. So I would somebody wanted to be the true Sailor Mars, so they wanted me to stamp their forehead. And that was a little strange but fun in itself. Like, by the end of it, I wanted to keep that stamp, but, you know, I obviously gave it back.
Do you think that you see it as kind of analogous to the to a celebrity, you know, just signing autographs? Do you think, like, did you kind of feel like that was your autograph, that stamp?
It felt more like Disney princesses, but that's really great. It was so much fun. I mean, there were little kids that really did think that you were Sailor Mars or you were the Sailor Mercury, and they loved posing with you and they asked you questions. It was a wonderful feeling.
Marvelous. And I mean, What would you like to tell the audience maybe a little bit about what those stamps, you know, were for? A little bit more on it. Specifically,
well,
the prize.
Oh, the prize was an exclusive Otakon Sailor Moon coin. But you had to work for it. So the Otakon dealer's room is actually really huge. It's like, I would say, 3 football fields mushed together with tons of booths and things to see. So they hid the 5 of us throughout the entire dealer's room to make it a little bit easier on people. And you had to collect a stamp from each Sailor Senshi. And once you had that, you redeemed it for the collectible con exclusive from Sailor Moon, and she handed you your coin.
Very true. And you guys were also in Artist Alley at Otakon, were you not?
Yeah, occasionally they would source us out over to Artist Alley. I'm not sure why they did that. I think maybe they just wanted to draw more people in over at Artist Alley.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what did you think about that kind of thing that, you know, like you had to find them? Do you think that was – what was your thoughts on you know, Viz's creativity and like kind of creating promote the new franchise as well as that? Like, what were your thoughts on the scavenger hunt?
I thought it was a lot of fun because what I think excites people the most, especially about the beginning episodes of Sailor Moon, is finding the Senshi. So you're going around town in Japan, like you're looking for the Sailor Senshi, and being able to do that at a convention setting just brought so much more to people than just the task of, oh, I guess I want to get this coin, I have to go find all the Senshi. Like, there were even people